Our next session is our regular update on the activities of the trustee and the foundation. What we have in our papers is a summary of the trustees' meeting in Munich in June. And I didn't say at the beginning, I meant to actually say at the beginning, I had the privilege of attending that meeting. And it was memorable, but the thing that I'm going to talk about now is actually just as memorable, which the first night we were there, Munich had its hottest ever recorded night. So that's a useful piece of information for everybody here. But without any further comments from me, I'll pass over to Erkki and Lee.
Thank you, Joanna. Perhaps I say a couple of words on Munich and then about New York, because Munich meeting we had in June, and we are now preparing ourselves for October in New York. First of all, we had an exceptionally good stakeholder event where Andrei Barkov was the organizer. Thank you very much. We had really broad participation of German business, which was all in all very positive to IFRS exercise, has been consistently positive. Great speech of the CFO of BMW. We discussed very much on the strategic issues. Of course, we must remember that Constitution gives us a framework there. So we can discuss, of course, those issues which we find to be relevant, discuss also what should be the scope of our work, including considerations but not determination of the board's agenda. So board is independent. I defend its independence, but we can make our considerations there. Of course, sustainability was already very much on the agenda and will be so in the autumn. We know the complexity of the issue, but it will not run away. Interestingly, we spent a lot of time with the consistent application of IFRS standards. I must say that your discussion today has been extremely helpful for us. Shows the importance of the file, and we will continue with this. Parallelly, we discussed in Munich about the brand, our brand. Of course, consistency of the standards is linked to our brand, our credibility, the trust, what we can deserve. Now, when we move to October event in New York, there will be a major stakeholder event organized by our American friends, with the title, How Financial Reporting Can Remain Relevant. That's very interesting to have this debate in New York. The date is October 16th. If anybody of you happens to be around and wants to participate, we can organize you an access to this event. We have a guest speaker which has particular knowledge of IFRS and its history, and it's Nicolas Veron. He's a researcher who is working both at Peterson in Washington and Bruegel in Brussels, had written major papers about the history of IFRS, and we asked him to give a broader look. Where have we gone, and how does the future look like? And then finally, the other external speaker will be from Bloomberg Foundation. Michael Bloomberg himself was not available, but his foundation will be presented, and of course they are very much focusing on the sustainability issues. But Lee, I give the floor to you after this.
Thank you, Erkki. And just to add, Council, just a little bit further detail to a couple of matters that were covered in Munich and certainly looking ahead. The first is, you may have seen on our website or through other communications, that we are currently introducing a stakeholder engagement register. That was discussed in Munich, and the approval was provided to now do that. That we are currently gathering some data, and at the end of this calendar year, should have then information coming onto the public record about the engagements in a professional sense that the ISB board members are undertaking. And we think that's, again, complementary to the other transparency measures that we take. There is considerable discussion around, and many of you would know about our invitations to comment regarding our due process handbook. That concluded at the end of July. We're currently analysing the responses, in excess of 50 responses we've had in that. And clearly, looking ahead to New York, there'll be quite a bit of work with the committee there. In Munich, we had the inaugural meeting of our Business Process and Technology Committee. We're very fortunate to have our trustee, Werner Brandt, head up that committee. It flows from what I've advised earlier to this council about our business case on our business processes and technology being approved. And that committee will do a lot of the work on behalf of the trustees, oversighting what the executive team does in that area. In terms of the brand that the chairman referred to, the trustees have encouraged us to go further in looking at our brand architecture, making sure our communication aligns to our brand attributes, seeking external expertise where we need it appropriately, and also considering the introduction at some point of a type of measure of brand health in order to continue to gather the right level of data. And finally, we always reflect about our engagement with the monitoring board. We had engagement with them in Munich, and certainly coming up in the next few weeks, I've also will be hosting them at the foundation here in London at the deputies level. And so that relationship remains one that we need to make sure there's continual engagement for the right reasons. So, Joanna, that's probably from Erky and I, and for questions.
So are there any questions of Erky or Lee on what they have said or what you've perceived elsewhere or picked up and they haven't said? No? So thank you very much, Erky and Lee, for that update.